Composer Elliot Carter is 85, but age hasn't slowed him down. If anything, classical music critic Lord Schwartz says Carter's recent pieces sound more youthful than ever. Bridge Records has just issued a new CD on which seven musicians from the Group for Contemporary Music play six of these recent works and two of Carter's major earlier works.
Ever since I first heard Elliot Carter's cello sonata and first string quartet, I've been a devotee. His music is notoriously difficult, yet I found more and deeper pleasure listening to Carter than to just about any other contemporary composer. I don't actually try anymore to figure out his multi-level cross rhythms and intricate harmonic patterns. I just listen. But what I hear is insinuating, dramatic, and profoundly moving. The instruments themselves are living characters, making love, arguing, sometimes both at once. In one of Carter's knottiest masterpieces, Duo, from 1974, the violin keeps darting all over the place while the piano remains virtually stationary. Carter himself compared this music to a man trying to climb a glacier. The violinist on this slippery ride is the remarkable Rolf Schulte. Martin Goldray is the icy, implacable pianist. Carter dedicated Duo to his wife, Helen. I'm glad the duo and the seminal cello sonata are both included on this album. This lets us hear for ourselves how the new pieces, which are unusually small scale for Carter, are founded on some of the same radical techniques. They're all short works for small chamber ensembles or solo instruments, and they're so fresh and youthful they sound almost as if the violin or guitar or clarinet or flute were improvising the music on the spot. That's flutist Harvey Sulberger playing the dreamlike Scrivo Invento, I Write on Wind. Some of these new compositions are dedicated to celebrated figures Carter admired, the Italian composer Goffredo Petrassi, the writer Italo Calvino. Last year he wrote an exuberant cello solo called Gra, which is Polish for play, for the Polish composer Witold Lutosławski, who died early this year. Running through all these pieces is a complex interweaving of playfulness with elegy that reminds me of what Yeats in his 70s called tragic joy. Is Carter in his 80s now feeling that all art is written on wind? Is that transience a kind of liberation? In his poem Lapis Lazuli, Yeats describes a Chinese carving of three old men on a mountain, staring down on all the tragic scene. Their eyes, mid many wrinkles, Yeats writes, their ancient, glittering eyes are gay.
Lord Schwartz is the Pulitzer Prize-winning classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed Elliot Carter, Eight Compositions, 1848 to 1993, on Bridge Records.